as we will receive this light, as we will receive our true understanding, as we will receive our true endowment. Our true endowment is our higher essence, our higher self. So when I'm receiving this energy, when I'm receiving this light, it's all quickening. It's the only way I can explain it. And the quickening is this higher vibrational sequencing. So I literally see like a lotus, it looks almost like a lotus flower. And again, the imagery is irrelevant. It has to do with us receiving the sunshine. So receiving the sunshine means receiving our atonement, receiving our heavenly glance. Our heavenly glance is opening up to our true essence. Obviously, we've been working out of duality. We've been working out of essence, out of energies that cast a shadow. So the shadow is going to be the projection. The shadow is going to be the fear, the judgment. What we're doing is signaling our readiness in our total claim. Our total claim is going to be our true self, because as we welcome our true self, as we enjoy the sunshine, we bring forth that reality, we bring forth that entitlement for all to witness. So when others act out of anger or judgment or whatever, it's because they're not acting out of their full totality. So as we open up the heavenly gates, as we open up to truth, to light, we allow and enjoy the sunshine. So it's important that word enjoy is very, very relevant. It's not about us suffering for the benefit of the all. It's not about us sacrificing for the benefit of the all. That is the old energy. That is the old belief. What we're doing is allowing the strengthening. We're allowing our full allegiance, our full lifestyle, our full glory. So it's not for us to be without in order for all to have. It's for us to receive in plenty. Now, in plenty does not mean we suddenly feed our ego. In plenty does not mean all of our linear ones take place. In plenty means whatever our higher self dictates, whatever our higher self orchestrates, whatever serves the atonement, whatever serves the awakening of all, the quickening of all, it comes to pass. It comes before us. So whatever we need to complete our soul's journey, to bring forth the light as a witness and claim for all to receive, it comes easily. Now, for some of us, what's coming is healing. If we have healing from our doubts, healing from our fears, for some of us, it's physical. For some of us, what's ailing us, they're showing us no change in our pockets. So the financial concerns, whatever it may be, that's still outstanding, meaning never, still hasn't gotten resolved. Here we are and things are still amiss. So as we will receive this light from one and all, in other words, receive the blessings. I just feel on the crown chakra so strongly. Receive the blessings for one and all, because we can't teach what we don't understand, what we don't possess, what we have not received ourselves. This is very, very relevant, because some of us are still stingy within our own requirement. Still playing martyr, still doing without because we don't want to appear selfish or whatever. So some of us are on the other end of the balance sheet. We're trying so hard not to be an ego that we're actually an ego, but from another lifestyle. So as we will receive our highest claim, as we will receive our golden arch. So they've been mentioning this a couple of times now. So when I'm receiving this golden arch, I'm receiving a heavenly glow. In English, I'm receiving golden light. So golden light is coming to quicken our acquaintance, coming to bring us into a new destiny, into a new sphere of understanding. So we want to imagine this golden light being sort of like a golden arch that is covering our auric field. It's covering all of our heavenly witness and claim. So everything we experience in this life, as we understand this life, comes to us through frequency. It's a vibrational transmission. So as we open to this heavenly claim, as we open to this light, as we open to this golden sequencing, the frequency that we now absorb, that we now proclaim, that we now extenuate, that frequency shifts our reality, because now we're responding to our loveliness. Now, when we say our loveliness, it's everybody's, all for one and one for all. What we see in another, we still believe about ourselves. So what we receive for all. We receive for all, but it can't skip us. The blessing can't skip us to be passed on to another. They're very, very, not adamant, but like, we need to understand this. We need to understand this. It doesn't serve those that are spiritual leaders, those that are the lighthouse, those that are at the light workers, to be grieving, to be without. It doesn't mean everything suddenly is linear, in the linear solved. It means that we bring forth, we manifest with ease, whatever it is that's required. It comes easy to us. So what comes easy may be a new awareness. What comes easy is releasing a resentment from our childhood, whatever it is that's going to bring us into higher sequencing. So it's for us to be led by our I Am presence, for our truth, by our truth. So when we receive this light, when we receive this higher endorsement, it's allowing it to be spread. Words to this. It's like I'm just seeing it being showered. So just imagine like showering. It's almost like that James Taylor song. It's like shower the people. So it's like showering our energy field. Showering our energy field with delight, with new vitality, with new understanding, with new understanding. We're not going to judge our way to healing. So when we walk around judging and thinking, oh, we're right and they're wrong, well, guess what? We're not under the shower of blessings. So all of this judgment that some of us, you know, we do it naturally and we don't even realize that it's not serving the new earth. So it's like, we want the new earth. We want the new earth. We're not going to be able to judge our way to there and have success. So we're all being instructed. We're all being shown how to bring forth heavenly bliss, how to bring forth the sunshine, how to bring forth the renewal. So the judgment goes both ways. Some of you are getting, oh, I can't be judging some of the members of stories out there. So you get that for others. Oh, I shouldn't be judging others, but you shouldn't be, not should. They don't like that I said should. But it goes both ways. What you're doing to another, you're doing to yourself. You're doing to yourself. So it's really healing the home base, really healing our own channels. Because as we heal, we allow that light to travel through. It travels through until there's a blockage. So some of us that have the physical healings that are due us, the light comes through until there's a blockage, until there's an aspect of our oneself that's not permitting the light. So as we will receive our heavenly bliss, as we will receive our true understanding, and our true understanding goes beyond logic. It goes beyond logic. It's when we're holding punitive damages, we're holding the anger, whatever it may be, and suddenly we have a new awareness. It's like when they just lay down and come follow me. It's not leaving your life. It's laying down all the prejudice, the self-prejudice, prejudice towards other situations, whatever it may be. And coming upon ourselves, coming to that quickening, coming to that new understanding of delight, of the perfection. We're not trying to be perfect. We already are. We already are. We're not trying to create the perfect linear life to come home to salvation. We're opening up to the quickening that's ready present. Ready present as we will allow. We will allow. So all that self-prejudice, all of that, those places of false teachings must be subservient, must bow to our true inheritance, our true grace. So as we will receive, they're saying, I can't get those words, but it's like here and fro or something like that. But just imagine that energy just going everywhere where you think it needs to go and where it seems like everything's fine. And maybe there's even more abundance coming that you don't even understand. I really feel that about some of us here where we've capped our abundance. Well, I have enough here and that area is good. Well, what if there was more? What if you could demonstrate more? What if you can teach out of more? So we want to drop this idea of limitation. There is no lack. There is no separation. So any place where we have a cap, that's enough. We want to drop that. And we want to receive our true divine inheritance. They're asking us to take a moment. And, you know, just like when you would bring the vessels, they're saying like, open your valises, open your pocketbooks, open. Like, as much as you think you're receiving, imagine you just quadrupled it. That was a push for me. I thought they were like extend. They're like quadruple it. So they're asking each of us to play with that. What would it mean to quadruple what you received? Now, when I'm receiving that quadrupling, I'm receiving the energy into my physical body in a new way. Like I suddenly became aware of that. And I just took a deep breath that I didn't even realize I needed to take. And if you don't experience anything at all, that's perfectly fine as well. So we don't want to like compare it. Well, I'm not receiving. What does that mean? Doesn't mean anything. It just means you're receiving it without the sensitivity that is due you, but you're still in process. It really doesn't matter. It's really the intention. It's the opening of the heart. It's the opening of the heart to self, to self. So we're receiving in our heart. We're allowing all of our needs to come in. In divine perfection, in ways that we can't even begin to imagine. We don't understand what's due us. We couldn't even begin to understand. Our mind can't understand. We're going beyond mind to source. And we're receiving in full measure. All right, here we go. They're asking us to quadruple again. Quadruple again. Now, when I quadruple, the energy is going to past lives, which are parallel current lives, dream states. But I can feel it on a multidimensional level. Receiving myself beyond time and space. Receiving ourselves beyond our current understanding of self, of who we are in our magnificence. Allowing ourselves to receive our light, our glory, our true essence. beyond attachment to this particular life cycle, our incarnation, to receive the greatness of our soul, the greatness of our light, the greatness of our power. Allowing ourselves to receive the greatness of our power, of our truth, the divine as us. Allow that to come in now in full measure. Let us take just one more moment. So it is.